Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 25th of August. Starting off with Amigo Holdings, where a bit of a battle between the bulls and the bears. Neither particularly happy at the moment, apparently, and taking it out on each other on social media. We had the double top there with the July peak at 19.4 pence, a sort of bull trap right through that and through 20 pence, which wasn't very nice, especially when there was a gap down on Monday yesterday. It looks as though there's a bit of interest here at 13 pence or just below on both days. 11 pence was the low today, so 11 pence on both days. I suppose the point to note, if you're deciding whether this is a half full or half empty technically, is that the RSI at 57 is above neutral 50, so that is a valid way of saying one would be a buyer on dips rather than a seller into strength. That's maybe something to note. Only below neutral 50 on the RSI would get us flipping the other way around. So I suppose the easiest thing to say here is that while we're above 11 pence on an end-of-day close basis, there's a chance of filling that gap up towards the 16 pence level left over the weekend. But at the moment, obviously, a little bit of a neutral situation in the middle of the recent range. Next stock is Escape Hunt, and I've chosen this especially for type of people who like to buy stocks near the low, buy stocks which are sort of bombed out. This looks like it's already had its consolidation at the low, so around 6.5 pence for the last couple of months, and the volatility dried down to nothing, so that is a positive as well. Tends to be before a move up, volatility goes down. Here we've got also a very strong candle for today, opened at the low, currently at the high. An end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 7.4 pence. The blue line there could take the shares up to a best-case scenario target at the April resistance line projection, top of that triangle, as high as 12 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. Easy stop loss just back below the recent 6.5 pence support on a mid-price basis. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for 8 pence to break, but I've taken the 50-day line at 7.4 as the particular trigger here. Next up, Eurasia Mining, where there was a nice little rally yesterday. Obviously, a few clairvoyants in the market guessed what was coming up. Just thought I'd update the chart just in terms of the near-term situation, because obviously I had that pie-in-the-sky target of 70 pence on the longer article I wrote a couple of weeks back. But we're in a rising trend channel from the beginning of July, floor of the channel level with the 20-day moving average at 20.85 pence, so above 20 pence at the moment, looking for the top of last month's channel up towards 32, 33 pence. Obviously, we had the peak today so far at 29 pence, but the levels there, 20 and 33 for Eurasia at the moment. On to another highly followed stock, or it was a few months ago, Hemogenics. I think the thing to note here really was, or has been, the way that the shares, after that big April rally, have taken, 4 months to consolidate and take up the slack of the rise. But this is looking encouraging in the sense that we've had support at or just around the 50-day line, and we broke one resistance line there around 7.5 pence. So that was, you could have been long from there, middle of last month. But this looks rather more exciting in the sense that we've got clear neckline resistance there at 10 pence and above 10 pence, looking for the top of the rising trend channel from April as high as 22 or even 23 pence as soon as the end of next month. Next contender is IQAI, which I know there's a lot of people who follow this stock as well. AI, obviously the buzzword at the moment, has been for maybe last year or two. Here we've got a situation where we've broken the near-term August triangle at 5 pence. End-of-day close above 5 pence could take the shares up to the top of the June trend channel at 8.75 pence. Stop loss on the bull argument at the moment, back below the 20-day moving average and the triangle at 4.37 pence. Stock, which is relatively more obscure, is N Tech, in other words, N Tech, in fact. Here we've broken that line of resistance from July at 14 pence. While we're above that, and especially while we're above the 50-day moving average at 13 pence, looking to that May resistance line projection as high as 19 pence. Stock, which has probably been one of the worst white knuckle rides of the recent past, is up next. It comes in the form of remote monitored systems. It looks almost looks as though there's something wrong with the data feed, but no. Here we've had that spike to 70.7 pence, which actually was the target ahead of time at the top of that rising trend channel from December. So it does show that these channel projections can work. Currently, if we ignore the spikes of Monday and Friday, we're in a bull flag at and around former resistance, post-April resistance of 0.4 pence. Probably looking now for an end-of-day close through 0.42, which was the initial August resistance. If we get that, then we could actually eventually see the shares head up to 0.65 or 0.70, 0.7 rather, in an orderly fashion, not the blink and you missed it affair that we've had. Stop loss at the moment, back below the 20-day line at 0.34. Stock which is doesn't have much of a chart at all, but maybe worth looking at is Savannah Energy. Here we've broken out of this triangle from the end of April at 8.5 pence. While we're above 8.5 pence, looking for the top of that trend channel from April as high as 13 pence initially, over the next few weeks. Stop loss back below the 50-day moving average at 7.6 pence. Just a couple of stocks to go in this rather marathon session. First up is Alien Metals, which hopefully will appear. And here we've got the stock bouncing off that line of resistance from November. That is at 0.33. So while we're above that, at 0.33, looking for a May resistance line projection from last year as high as 0.5 pence. Finishing off with a stock which I was, or a company I was quite excited to interview this morning, and hopefully that will come out relatively soon. Supply Me Capital. Here you can see that we had, this is a former annotations from a previous article, a recent article. 0.6 was the best case scenario target when we were down at 0.06. Obviously, that was achieved. Then we had another trend line then hit around 0.9. Last week. The current situation is that above 0.6, what we expect the near-term range to be between 0.6 and 0.9, maybe up to 0.95 between those two April resistance or trend line projections on the daily chart. So 0.6 to 0.95 at the moment, the likely trading range on Supply Me Capital. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.